Hey y'all, it's Amanda Gerber coming to you today for your Daily doTERRA Dose. And today I'm actually going to chat with you about an oil that I got for the very first time, and that is patchouli. Now, I've used this oil in different blends, like doTERRA has it in their Intune blend, in their Focus blend, and in a couple other blends. So I know that I like this oil like blended with other oils, but I've never actually like ordered the single oil of patchouli and used it that way. So I like to, you know, occasionally with my usual things I get every month, I like to add in something new. And this month it was patchouli. So I have my Essential Life book in front of me, and this is kind of similar to the Modern Essentials book that I've chatted about before, and I just looked up patchouli, and it has a list of different descriptions that you can use for patchouli, and some different different methods of applying it. So first of all, you can use patchouli aromatically, you can use it internally, and you can use it topically. And just remember, it'll tell you on the bottle how to use it and if you can use it internally. And it has that supplement fact on it as what you would see on food. So I know this one is safe for internal use. And again, I only recommend taking doTERRA oils internally, or really using doTERRA for any essential oils. Do your research. Not all essential oils are created equal. But you can use this one all three ways: aromatically, internally, and topically. And some of the uses you can use it for are for anxious feelings. So if you kind of just need to relax, you have a lot of anxious feelings going on, you can diffuse it, or you can use it topically on the back of your neck just to help calm your mood and calm your emotions. It blends really well with lavender, which lavender is also a very calming oil. So it's great to help reduce anxious feelings that way. You can also use it on body odor. You can apply it topically as you would a deodorant. Now, obviously, I haven't tried that yet. Like I said, I just got this oil. So that would be interesting, because I've been kind of researching some natural deodorants and trying to see what would work best for me. Again, everyone's body's a little different. So as far as like something like that, like deodorant, you'll find a lot different things work differently for different people. What works for me may not work as well for you. So play around with it. You can also use it for an insect and mosquito repellent. You can diffuse it if you're in an area with mosquitoes, and you can also apply it on topically to repel pests. And to soothe any bug bites or stings, you can apply it with lavender and melaleuca, and that will help to soothe any sort of bug bites, skin irritation, things like that. You can also use patchouli to help with appetite and help with weight issues. And the suggested use for this is to take a drop internally in a capsule along with ginger essential oil. And another fun fact about patchouli is that you can use it for things like stretch marks and skin issues. You can apply it topically. It's recommended to use with myrrh, and I would add frankincense because I've read that frankincense is really great for skin issues as well. And that will help with your skin concerns. So lots of fun uses for this oil, from things from emotions to mosquito bites and body odor, and all sorts of things, skin enhancing, things like that. It is safe to use for neat application, so you can apply it on topically without diluting. Unless you're going to use it on a baby, then definitely dilute 1 drop of essential oil to 1 tablespoon of carrier oil for babies and little ones. But like my kiddos, you know, 3 years old and up, my boys, I would just use this oil neat on them. I hope you guys have enjoyed learning about different ways to use patchouli as I have, and I will be back tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in.